Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson, and this is the Jamaica and Caribbean Weekly News Summary for the week ending January 5th, 2024. The Jamaica Weekly News Summary is brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Entry of American Airlines to northeastern Jamaica welcomed by residents and industry representatives. The residents and business representatives in Jamaica's northeastern parishes of St. Anne, St. Mary, and Portland have welcomed the introduction of new flights by American Airlines between Miami International Airport in Florida and Ian Fleming International Airport in St. Mary, the first American airline to do so. Texas-based American Airlines will operate two flights per week on the new route commencing February 24, 2024. The airline will fly the Embraer 175 aircraft with capacity for 76 passengers. The new flight brings the key advantage of bringing convenience to visitors staying in Ocho Rios, Boscobel, Tower Isle, and Port Antonio. According to the owner of the Taj Mahal Plaza in Ocho Rios, Sanju Chatani, visitors who want to stay in the northeastern portion of the island have previously complained about having to drive by road after a long flight to their accommodations. Jamaica and Canada joined to improve the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. The Jamaican government is working together with Canada's government to make improvements in the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program, or SAWP. According to Jamaica's Minister of Labour and Social Security, Pernell Charles Jr., some 10,000 Jamaicans participated in the program in Canada in 2023. Charles stated that the governments will collaborate to ensure that workers are safe and that the program's selection, orientation, and management processes are improved. A review of laws and regulations is underway, and relevant stakeholders are being consulted in an effort to strengthen liaison services. Charles made his remarks at the send-off ceremony for 111 SAWP workers held on January 3, 2024 at Kingston's Overseas Employment Center. This week's Caribbean News. Two individuals from the Caribbean appointed to Inter-American Human Rights Commission. Gloria Monique Demise of Suriname and Arif Bulkan of Guyana were appointed to serve as commissioners on the Washington-based Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, or IACHR. Their appointment coincided with the start of a new institutional cycle for IACHR that represents a pivotal move toward advancing human rights in North, South, and Central America. The appointments of the Caribbean nationals, together with the launch of the new institutional cycle, came about during the 53rd General Assembly of the Organization of American States, OAS. The commissioners will serve a term from January 2024 through December 2027. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at info@jamaicans.com. News of Jamaicans abroad. Jamaican-American actor, one of two Caribbean winners of Everybody's Persons of the Year Award for 2023. Jamaican-American actor Cheryl Lee Ralph was one of just two Caribbean winners of the 2023 Everybody's Persons of the Year Award. The award is presented by Everybody's, a Caribbean-American magazine first published in 1977, to highlight the achievements of individuals in the Caribbean region. The publication described Cheryl Lee Ralph as Jamaican to the bone, adding that she is one of the most respected and admired women in the United States. Everybody's magazine went on to note that Ralph's rendition of Lift Every Voice and Sing at the opening of the 2023 Super Bowl caused thousands of Americans to believe it was a new song, although it had been written in 1900 by James Weldon Johnson. Grenadian Olympian Kirani James was the other Caribbean winner of the magazine's Person of the Year award. This week's business news. Visitor arrivals boost Jamaica's earnings in December 2023 to $300 million. With an estimated 250,000 visitors to Jamaica during December 2023, the nation had reported earnings of $300 million. Most of the visitors were members of the Jamaican diaspora. Predictions by Jamaican Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett proved true, as he had expected the winter tourist season of 2023-2024 to be the strongest in the country's history. During the season, which runs from mid-December through the middle of April, a record number of airline seats were booked on almost 6,000 flights. Bartlett said that the achievement illustrates the continuing confidence and support of tourists in selecting Jamaica as their preferred destination for the holidays. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. February 2024 set for inaugural Reggae Genealogy concert in Plantation, Florida. A highlight event for Reggae Month in 2024 will be the inaugural staging of the Reggae Genealogy concert slated for February 10th in Plantation, Florida. The event is designed to present a historical view of the most prominent and prolific music genre in the Caribbean, Reggae Genealogy, the origins, evolution, and influence of Jamaican music. The event is produced by the Island Space Caribbean Museum and will feature a mix of education and entertainment, showcasing live music and dance performances, archival videos, and contemporary narratives to provide an immersive experience for attendees. Staged at the Broward Mall, the three-hour event will represent a comprehensive history of Jamaican popular music from its pre-independence beginnings through the genres of mento, ska, nyabingi, rocksteady, lovers rock, dub, reggae, and dancehall. It will also honor music icons of the past and present, including Michael Rose of Black Uhuru, the first reggae band to win a Grammy Award in a special guest appearance. This week's sports news. CONCACAF looking for regional coaches to go international. Senior CONCACAF development manager Andre Waugh shared that the organization wants to create international opportunities for Jamaican football coaches via its education programs. The regional governing entity, CONCACAF, introduced its coaching convention in 2022 as a framework to standardize and improve the quality of the education programs for coaches in its 41 member associations. The goal is to provide coaches with a confederation-wide path that will range from CONCACAF C, B, A to a pro license. Waugh said the convention represents a first step in the process as the organization wants to ensure its certification qualification matches those of its sister confederations. It is not about Jamaicans coaching in Jamaica, he added, but ensuring the highest standards available so member associations can decide what they want to do. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at info@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Saturdays at 6 p.m. at the EnglishConnectionMedia.com for The Conduit Show with Sharon P. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.